Lesson A. This is the introduction to the Bible. Why was the Bible written? The Bible was written to lead you to the Messiah. Messiah means anointed one or king. In early Bible times, the kings of Israel had oil poured on their head to anoint them as king. For example, in 1 Samuel 15:1, Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you as king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore listen to the words of the Lord." Not only was King Saul anointed as king, David was anointed as a king, as well as his son Solomon and many other people. But the Messiah was predicted to be different than those kings. He was to have greater authority, not just over the Jews, but over all mankind. And he was not going to die. He was going to live on forever. And we find that out in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. "For a child will be born to us," that's the Messiah, "a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this." And in Isaiah 49, verse 6, he says, "It's too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." And that's talking about the Messiah. The Bible uses both the word Messiah, which is Hebrew, and Christ, Greek, when speaking of the same person. And many translations of the New Testament use those words interchangeably, sometimes even within the same sentence, perhaps, and within the same chapter. For example, in Matthew 1, verse 1, we read, "The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Then if you drop down to verse 18 in that same chapter, it uses the word Christ, for example. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows." So in verse 1, they use the word Messiah in connection with Jesus. And in verse 18, they use the word Christ. It's the same meaning, the anointed one. And it's important to know that when the Bible talks about the Son of God, it means the Messiah. And when the Bible talks about the Messiah, it's important to understand that this means the Son of God. So the Bible equates the Messiah to the Son of God. In Matthew 16:16, Peter exclaimed, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:16. And Caiaphas, the high priest, in Mark 14:61 said this, "Tell us whether you're the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One," end quote. So even the high priest who was against Jesus as being the Christ knew that the Christ was the Son of God, the Son of the Blessed One. So when you think of the Messiah, think of the Son of God, and vice versa. Now, why was the Old Testament written? When you consider the whole Bible, which means the books, the Bible means the books. It truly is a book of books. Keep in mind the overall purpose of the two major sections in it, both the Old and the New Testament. Now, the Old Testament contains 39 books, and it was designed by God to be a tutor, a schoolmaster, or a custodian to prepare and to lead those who used it to the Messiah. For example, the Bible says in Galatians 3:23 and 24, "But before faith came, we," that is the Jews, "were being kept in custody under the law," that's the Old Testament law of Moses, "being shut up to the faith, which was later to be revealed. Therefore, the law," that is the Old Testament, "has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, the Messiah." Galatians 3:23 and 24. A tutor is someone who prepares another person, who trains somebody. And that was the purpose of the Old Testament, to train the users of that book to get ready for the Messiah. Now, why was the New Testament written? The New Testament contains 27 books. And it announces and provides eyewitness evidence that Jesus is the Messiah. So consider the following examples of those people in it who testified that Jesus is the Messiah, he's the Christ. But let me point this out. Jesus, he's the anointed one, he's the Messiah, but he never had oil poured on upon his head. But he's still the king, he's still God's anointed. Now consider these people in the New Testament who testify that Jesus was the Christ. John the Baptist in John 1:29 and 33 said, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. Now the Son of God means the Messiah. The angels in Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11 said, today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The Father himself in Matthew 17:5 said, this is my beloved Son. And in Matthew 1:1, we just read the record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah. So the writer of the book of Matthew, it's believed to be Matthew or Levi, the apostle that was chosen by Jesus, he's testifying that Jesus is the Messiah. Now in John 1:41, Andrew, Peter's brother, said, we found the Messiah, in speaking of Jesus. And Peter said in Matthew 16:16, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Jesus himself was a testimony of who he was, the Messiah, because he fulfilled all the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah. Number one, his coming into the world as the powerful, miraculous Son of God. That's in Isaiah 7:14 and Luke 1:35. Secondly, he was rejected by his own people, the Jews, and crucified on a tree for the sins of mankind, though he did nothing wrong at all. And thirdly, his resurrection from the grave 3 days after his burial. And that's in Psalm 22, Isaiah 53, Psalm 16:10, and Acts 2:31. And it's stated as a major doctrine, as the major doctrine in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 5, that Christ, Messiah, died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, that is Peter, then to the 12, together the 12 apostles. So here's the conclusion. First, the Old Testament was written to lead the Jews to the Messiah. Secondly, the New Testament reveals that Jesus is the Messiah. And third, the New Testament teaches all people to obey the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as the Son of God. For the Father said of him in Matthew 17:5, this is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him, obey him, submit to him, yield to him, follow him. So make no mistake, the Bible leads all mankind to Jesus Christ, both Jew and Gentile, young and old, male and female, firm or infirm, if they are willing. Are you willing to be led to the Messiah? Why was the Bible written?